It would be some 70 years after the episode described here in John's Gospel that the poet Juvenal would satirically refer to the Roman people as being so degraded politically that they would throw their vote away for any bread or circus. And that refers to the way, in the first decay of the Roman Empire, to the way in which votes were bought, an allowance of wheat or bread, and with continual spectacular circuses which entertained the people no end, like our modern reality shows. Jesus is aware of this tendency to be satisfied with very little when we simply function out of self-interest and not out of a broader perspective for the good of the world, this perspective, of course, from which God operates, from which Jesus himself operates, the good of all. When we are satisfied simply with the things that keep us happy and full, then there is no need to think of the greater issues. And politicians have banked on that for centuries. In the Gospel reading, Jesus ducks away from that sort of political handling when the people want to make him king simply because he satisfies their need for bread. In fact, Jesus comes back and has some strong words to say to people who are simply coming for the bread and not for the teaching, which will lead them to a deeper sense of responsibility for God's will being done and his kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven. In our own time, we are faced with a similar challenge this week after the revelation of the Panama Papers, and here in South Africa, the ongoing circus around our parliament and head of state shows that Juvenal's criticism, Juvenal's satire against the people, and Jesus' avoidance of being drawn into that sort of political empire are as pertinent now as they ever were. Are we simply satisfied with bread and circuses? Or do we receive the bread of life, the bread of heaven, not simply to nourish our souls, but out of a sense of responsibility that we are being empowered, like those first disciples being described in the book of Acts to us at the moment, empowered to bring about vast change for the common good, empowered to act in God's name, and that action no earthly power or evil can resist for very long. The fact of WikiLeaks, other leaks, and the Panama Papers being leaked in this last week, all are a sign to us that the light will come into the dark corners of the world. Self-interest will be shown for what it is, short-sighted and damaging of humanity in the long run. And so we are called to a new responsibility, to a renewal of our responsibility through today's reading, the renewal of our responsibility to receive the bread of heaven, not for self-satisfaction, but in humble acknowledgement of the grace Christ gives us, so that through us God's will may be done, and his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.